Greetings to everyone, and welcome to Trends with Benefits. We're back, baby.
Yeah.
It's been a little while since we've recorded or put out an app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are pissed.
Yeah. It seems like everyone has been taking to Twitter to tweet at Robo Laura Hall, asking her, when are you guys going to record again?
Don't take it out on her. She doesn't have any control over our schedule. Like, do it directly to us if you're going to talk shit, is our point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Tweet at TrendsWBenefits to tell us how much you want us back.
Yes, please do that.
Because you already have been.
Yeah, tons of you. Hundreds at least.
Yeah, so we've been away, but we're back and we're recording another show. And I'm totally like, I don't know what's trending at all. I've been off the grid.
Really? You've been off the grid, Gabe?
I have, yeah. I've been...
What have you been doing?
I've been coding. I've been coding code, working on this big code.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, please.
Up, down, left, right, AB?
I don't want to like publicly say yes that that's the code.
Okay.
Someone already invented that.
Yeah, but I have to make it work with Windows.
Wow. Oof, that sounds hard. I can understand why you logged off all your social media accounts to do that.
Yeah, but at any rate, I'm definitely, like, I'm dying to hear what's trending in the world. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, me too, yeah.
There's tons going on. I can tell you that much.
You've been keeping up.
Yeah, always.
And you haven't been, you know, just idling since we've been gone. You've been tripping around.
I've been tripping around.
And you've been tripping around, traveling, and keeping up with the trends.
True, two in one. It's a real two-in-one situation. I am kind of scared to admit it, but I am addicted to the internet. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I feel that way. I without it, I feel empty.
A piece of you has left your body, how you feel, Agata.
Mm-hmm. Like
you don't have the internet.
A little puzzle piece that is in the middle of my heart is gone. And you know what? When I was in Canada, I kind of was without the internet because I had to turn my phone on airplane mode because
right.
I don't want to be charged like, you know, $5 per text or whatever.
But you would only get Canadian trends while you were there anyway, and those aren't really super relevant to what's trending down here, are they?
Wow. Well, I know a whole country of people that wouldn't appreciate being belittled like that.
Yeah. No, I guess you're right, because there are a lot of big trending things that do originate from Canada and end up down here. By the way, this is Trends with Benefits. My name's Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi.
I should have done that earlier.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you for letting the, you know, new listeners in on who's speaking and what voices relates to which person's name.
Yeah, no problem.
And can you say the date, please?
Oh, yeah. Today's date is also Saturday, May 9th, 2015. It's about 3:45 in the p.m.
Ooh, right in the middle of the old afternoon, huh?
Yep, that's what we're doing. So, yeah, Justin Bieber came from Canada.
Yeah, he
Shawn
came from
Mendes.
Justin Bieber is from London, Ontario, which is where I was, so I could smell him.
Oh, you could smell him?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What,
it was, smelled like maple, and then it smelled like a little Justin cologne.
He does have his own cologne?
Yeah, probably.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Now I'll always hear it as board certified bitch. Thanks, Andy Neese.
Oh, man. What if a board just certified you a bitch?
If anyone is listening and has any kind of certification powers, please let me know if that's possible.
Oh, you want to be certified as a bitch?
Yeah, I'll take it. If the board's going to do it,
you'll
I'm
have
not
a t-shirt
throw it
that
away.
Says certified bitch.
Well, I mean, if you ask some people, it's already pretty much true.
Well, you know, there's one person we could ask.
Who's that?
Robo Laura Hall, since she's going to read the question. Let's see. Let's dust her off. Her out of the closet. Man.
She's got an inch of dust on her. Whew.
Oh, we've got to oil her wheels too.
Oh, okay. I got some oil.
Why did you use a ketchup bottle for
Laura Hall?
Right. Thanks for coming on the show, Robo Laura Hall. For new listeners, Robo Laura Hall is our robot,
yes,
who is based on Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
She comes on and she does all general purpose announcing and reading of questions and things like that. Stuff we don't want to do. She's fully automated, and I'm not going to tell you what code unlocks her secret powers. You'll just have to guess.
All right, so we got a question here for Robo Laura Hall. But first, let's ask her if what she thinks of Agata in regards to her being a board certified bitch.
Yeah, Laura, what do you think?
What is a bitch?
She's unaware.
That's
what it
a
is.
Concept that she can't understand because she doesn't know.
Well, let me
emotions.
Try. Robo Laura Hall. A bitch is a female dog, but it's also a word that's an offensive word used derogatorily towards women.
Yeah, I agree.
Did that work?
Yeah.
Okay, rough.
Okay.
I think she went with your first answer.
All right.
And ignored your second
answer. Yeah, that's what it seemed like she did. All right. Well, she has this Ask Agata question she's going to read now. So
this is from Dixon.
Yes.
Agata, can I boil milk to make evaporated milk? Need to make dip for pretzels? XOXO, Dixon.
Can I boil milk to make evaporated milk? Good question. I think, yeah, just go for it. Use it in your recipe, and your celery dip is probably going to be really delicious. Thanks for writing in and asking me. I really appreciate it.
I'm just Googling it to find out, right? That's an answer someone wants, right? Do you know for sure that'll work? You're saying go for it, but you don't know.
I don't know, but I feel confident enough in myself that I'm probably right.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. It looks like I just want to make sure because this is an advice segment.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? The dip sucks?
Yeah. I feel like we got that question long enough ago that the person who asked it probably knows the answer by now also. But I'm saying if anyone listening now is listening to get it, you know, to hear advice or like accurate information, we should have accurate information and not just a guess. Right, like you wouldn't hear Dr. Phil saying like, "Oh, I guess the fibula is in the arm," right?
Are you comparing me to Dr. Phil, Gabe?
I was not generally, but in this instance, what if Dr. Phil just did that? You wouldn't.
You think I look like Dr. Phil, Gabe?
No, I don't. I don't. Gabe, no, I meant just
Gabe, let me help you out here. I think what Gabe's trying to say is think about what Steve Harvey would say.
What? You think I'm Steve Harvey?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying like
body-wise?
No. I mean, you do have a nice suit on, but regardless of that.
I always dress to the nines.
You got to think of, and we appreciate it, but you got to think of like how long do you need to boil this milk, you know? Like, what would Steve Harvey do?
What would Steve Harvey do? Probably ask one of his many assistants. I don't think Steve Harvey's ever boiled any milk. I'm gonna put money on that. I put $1 million on that.
You think milk has never touched the Harvey stash?
No, I'm sure it has. I'm sure his whole face has been covered in milk, but I don't.
Wait, I don't like these accusations you're making.
It's not an accusation. It's a positive note.
Okay.
I Googled it. You can boil milk to make evaporated milk. The instructions are a little more complicated than that, and I don't think we should go through all of them. Nobody tuned in to hear that. But you can just Google it and find out that, yes, you can evaporate milk to make evaporated milk.
Well, Dixon, I hope that helps you with your recipe from I don't know how many months ago.
But pretzels, that sounds really good. I love a good soft pretzel.
Not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
July?
Soft pretzel? Yeah, I love it. I love a hard pretzel too. Can I choose between them? Probably not.
You got hard pretzel in one hand, soft pretzel in one hand. If you don't choose one immediately, your whole family dies. Which one do you pick?
Oh, man. Soft. I got to go soft.
Yeah. Well, your whole family dies anyway.
Wait, what?
It was a trick question.
Especially your Auntie Anne.
No!
The one who makes those great soft pretzels.
Yeah, I don't think those pretzels are good. Like the ones you get at the airport or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like them. The Wetzel.
Yeah, Wetzels. Nah, I'm not into that shit.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Some hot spicy mustard on that. Ooh, gross. Soft pretzel.
No. Yeah. Guys, stop.
Dijon, mayonnaise,
side of liver and onions.
Boil some milk and then dip the pretzel.
One time Gabe was cooking dinner for us, and when I asked him what he was making, he said liver and onions. In a completely serious voice, we just stared at each other for like 20 seconds, where I didn't want to speak because I didn't know if he was being serious.
I make really good liver and onions.
That was going to be the end of our friendship. Luckily, he was making a pile of spaghetti. I don't remember what did you cook?
I was making like fajitas.
Oh, fajitas.
Mm, yeah.
That was good.
Okay, well, great Ask Agata segment, Agata. I'm glad that we were able to help. The important thing is you can have your questions answered if you call in to our phone number 432 Agata High or our website twb.cool/ask. We love your questions, whether they be culinary based or life based. I'd say if you have medical questions, send them to Dr. Phil.
Oh, this again? You're referring to me as Dr. Phil now?
I'm saying instead of you, send it to Dr. Phil because he's a doctor. Right. You're not a doctor.
I'm a doctor as much as he is.
Real moms reveal what they really want for Mother's Day.
Oh, this is interesting. Real moms reveal what they really want for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I think the good thing to do in this situation is none of us are moms.
Mm-mm.
Let's all guess what we think moms want for Mother's Day and see how close we are to what real moms.
Okay.
Sure.
Not fake moms like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because fake moms want something different from real moms.
All right.
Gabe, you want to go first?
Okay. Yeah. I think, you know what I think moms want? They just want a good book. Yeah. They want something that they can think about, and they want like to read it. They want to read it and think of their kid while they're reading it. My son or daughter is so thoughtful to get me this Jenna Ivanovich.
To get off chore.
July?
I would say, a nice nap. Moms like, you know, moms are very busy. They don't really have time to sleep.
A lot of laundry loads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They need to recharge their energy with a nice 10-hour nap.
How do you get your mom a nap, though? They're saying just like they want, moms just want to be left alone on Mother's Day to nap.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you know, let's say if I were a mom, which we all know I'm not. I'm a fake mom.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a real mom answer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm a real mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, hey, kids, you know what mom wants for Mother's Day this year? A nap. So go to your respective rooms, leave me alone, let me light some candles, and let me nap.
Why you gotta light candles and take a nap?
Because candles make me go sleepy.
That seems very irresponsible.
What sounds dangerous. Yeah.
What if you light your
light your mom on fire.
What if you light yourself on fire and your mom on fire?
But I'm the mom in this scenario.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. What do real moms want, July? Let's reveal.
Okay. So this is compiled from a different list from different websites of real moms. This is from a website called beautythroughimperfection.com. This real mom wants a coffee IV.
That's not a real thing. What the fuck?
Okay, this mom sounds like a real delight. I just want to hang out with her. Yeah, give me a coffee IV.
You can't. That's not something you can give someone.
Well, it's something maybe like if their kids want to be creative, they can create this for them. If they're doctors.
That seems very unsafe.
Here's a different one from a website called momsandcrafters.com. A self-changing diaper or a self-wiping tush.
So this is a joke article, huh? Wait. They got jokes.
It's a real article. This is Huffington Post.
So these moms are crapping themselves all day and all they want is a self-cleaning diaper?
I guess that's
something
what it
to
is.
Wipe their butts for them.
I yeah. love how strongly you said Huffington Post, like it meant.
This
anything.
Is a real news. This is news journalism, Agatha.
See James McAvoy sporting Professor X's signature look for X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay, so on the internet, you can see James McAvoy sporting Professor Charles Xavier's signature look, which I'm guessing is just baldness.
Yeah.
On the internet from yes. the next X-Men movie.
Yeah, well, you know, James
He's finally going to be bald now.
He's going to be bald now.
Oh, because he was like Xavier, right? Before?
Yeah, was young Xavier with like golden locks of hair.
Mm-hmm. You know, like that story, the three... Mutant bears and Goldilocks.
The mutant bears?
Yeah, you never heard this story before?
Yeah, fill us in.
Okay. So there's woods, right?
Okay. The where has been established.
So there's a Goldilocks, correct?
Uh-huh.
This is Professor X.
There's the
pre-Professor X. He's Goldilocks in this story.
Okay. What's he looking for? Soup?
You know what? He is looking for soup. I thought you said you didn't hear about this story.
That was just a lucky guess.
He's looking for soup in the woods. Like
porridge, not in the mood.
Porridge, no.
Isn't porridge just a kind of soup?
Not in this story, it's not.
Okay.
Soup prevails in the land of Janisha, which this story takes place.
Is that what the woods are called, or are the woods located in like the land of Janisha?
In the land of Janisha. Where the lions roam and the mutant bears live. Anyway, Goldilocks is looking for the soup, right? So he finds this cabin in the woods where bears live. And then he tries out the soups. One of them is too hot. One of them is too cold. The one's just right. The end.
What part of that makes them mutants?
Because they reside in the land of Janisha, which is a pop culture reference to X-Men comics.
You can't do your nerd references to me because they go right over my head.
So I thought that the last X-Men was kind of boring. I liked the one before that. What do you guys think? Are you into X-Men's?
I'm into X-Men's.
Is Ultron going to be in this next X-Men?
I don't think so, but, Avengers will be in the next X-Men, for sure.
Okay.
All 20 of them. Agata, your thoughts on X-Men?
There's getting to be too many characters in these movies.
It's not my thing. Like, I will watch them. I will probably, like, enjoy them a decent amount while I'm watching them, but it's not something I really care about.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep up. I didn't see Ultron's. I didn't see Thor 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
No. But yeah, I don't know. X-Men's, are you excited?
You know what? I am. And I'm glad that James McAvoy is sharing this photo of him being bald, because that takes guts as an actor to shave your head like that.
Is it? Did he shave it or did he put a bald cap on?
No, there's a photo of him getting shaved.
To not a bald just, cap.
Not just his head, but his whole body, baby.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, I feel like that is what everyone's been waiting for in these X-Men movies, is when's Professor X going to go bald? Why does he go bald? Why does he go from having hair to being bald?
Yeah, and I think this is why you found the last movie boring, Gabe, because I was just looking at Xavier and was like, when's he going to get bald?
It's hard to focus on anything else, it's true.
Yeah, and he's walking around, he's not in his wheelchair, doesn't have any mutant powers.
Yeah.
The mutant bears don't get brought up.
Principal caught in backseat with teen weed, shirt unbuttoned.
Ooh. Oh my God!
Great headline.
A principal was caught in the backseat of a car with a student, weed, and a shirt unbuttoned. Wait, is this a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys want to guess more about the story before I unravel the rest?
Yes. Oh, I've got a good guess.
Okay.
Okay. So this principal was in the backseat of a car with a student.
Mm-hmm.
They were smoking weed and were about to fuck.
Yep.
Or they were already fucking.
Oh, yeah. Or they already, or they had just fucked.
Hmm. Well, browordpalmbeach.com does not say if they were already fucking, but there was reported suspected sexual activity going on in this motor vehicle.
Ooh la la.
Oh man, sex with your principal. Can you imagine?
That sounds insane. My school was so big that we had 5 different principals.
What?
Oh man, yeah. That's too much sex.
That is a lot of weed smoking.
You have to fuck all of them before you graduate. That's the rules of graduation. No, we got split up into 5 different houses, and then each house had their own principal.
Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff.
How did I not know that was coming?
The other two.
Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Gryffindor, is it Slytherin?
Gryffindun. That's crazy. So this principal is going to be in big shit, right?
Yeah.
Fired. Yeah. I can't not be fired, right?
Yeah, she got arrested.
She's definitely going to be fired.
She's on $1,000 bail.
That seems low.
That does seem low.
Yeah.
She's 45. She was hanging out with a 18-year-old male student.
That's crazy. That's a crazy story.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to imagine, like, how does that even start, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the hallways one day, just hanging out, going to class, and then your principal's just like, hey, you want to smoke some weed?
Wait, should we reenact this?
Okay, sure.
Who do you want to be?
Okay, I'll be the classic school bully, just roaming the halls. A god, he could be the principal.
Why did you pick a tertiary character?
Gabe, you'll be the 18-year-old student.
I'll be the principal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I want to be hall monitor.
Okay. That really switches things up. All right, I'm just here doing my principal duties.
Halt. Halt.
I'm the principal. You can't halt me.
Just wanted to make sure, Mrs. D.
You know me, Jerry.
I'll be patrolling the rest of the halls. Oh, hey, here comes Jerry, the 18-year-old student who's known to be a stoner.
Wow, he is laughing so hard.
Probably because he's smoking so much weed. Okay, bye, Mrs. D.
Bye. I'm going to take care of this one. Don't worry about this hall monitor. Hey, Jerry. What what class are you supposed to be in right now?
Sex ed.
Oh, well, I'm going to show you some sex ed in the backseat of my Prius.
Sure thing, Mrs. D.
Great. Let's go out there now.
And see. Great stuff, guys.
It really answered all the questions I had about how this situation came to happen.
Really took me there. Really took me there.
July is funny pleasures.
All right, so it's 4:20 p.m., so you know what time, you know what that means. What's happening? We're going to smoke some weed. We're going to read some comics.
We don't do drugs.
No. But if we did, we would smoke some weed right now.
Yeah. So NSA, if you're listening, we're totally not smoking weed right now.
Yeah. And we're not going to fuck our principals after we smoke weed.
Nuh-uh, we're not.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a good comic here. It's called Mary Worth.
Mary Worth? Oh, we don't get a choice this week. It's just going to be Mary Worth.
It's going to be Mary Worth.
Okay. Mary Worth, that's not even supposed to be a funny comic.
Oh, boy. Well, let's get strapped
that's
in.
That's one of those soap opera comics.
All right. Do you know any more backstory on this, Gabe?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Mary Worth. She's an older lady.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Sally Forth, who's a different character altogether. Mary Worth is an older lady. She lives in a complex, like an apartment complex, and she's always meddling into the lives of the people who live in that apartment complex.
Whoa. Already sounds heavy.
So, like, you know, it's like two people, like the lady in apartment 4 and the guy in apartment 6 are kind of watching each other, and Mary Worth will try and, like, get them together, but then the guy will end up being, like, abusive or something, so she'll have to intervene again to get them apart.
Sounds like she shouldn't be meddling in other people's lives.
I know. So let's see what's going on. We'll probably just get the slightest snippet of...
Yeah. Do you know what Mary Worth looks like? Cause in this,
she's an older lady with like white hair, gray hair. She might not be in it.
She might. Look at... she's not in this. Mm-hmm. She's not in this.
Wow. I'm already confused.
So yeah, let's jump in.
It's like Garfield not being in Garfield.
Well, let's jump in.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, hopefully Garfield shows up in Mary Worth. You never know.
Like you said,
he's not. Sometimes when he's not in his comic, maybe he's jumping over to a different comic.
Did I say that?
Anyway.
Only on April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's two panels. The first panel, we see an older gentleman and an older lady. They are shaking hands.
And it's not Mary Worth. It's an older lady.
It's not. Okay. This lady has a orange hair, ponytail.
Okay.
She's wearing a red blazer.
Gabe, do you know who this
is? No, I don't. I don't know these characters.
This man has black hair, but, you know, it's a comic, so it looks blue, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Looks like he has gel in his hair, so it's, like, combed finely.
Got it.
And he has a green blazer on. They're outside. Looks like they're in a field of some sort. It's daytime. There's woods in the back. This might take place in the land of Janisha. There might be bears hanging around over there, mutant bears.
I think you're forcing that in
there. We don't know. We don't know yet. All right. So she says to this gentleman, she says, "So, it's agreed. We'll go out together as friends for a month or two to see if we should be a couple again."
Okay, so yeah.
Weird plan.
They're establishing this crazy plan where they apparently, I'm not sure, maybe do they look like they want to fuck each other or no?
All right, so they're shaking hands, right? The man is sort of cupping his other hand forward, up, like thrusting it, almost like if it's sign language between two humans where he's like, "Yeah, I want to cup your breast."
Okay, so, all right.
And
so,
she's like looking down at his dick. So, yeah, it does look like they want to fuck each other.
Okay, so, but they want to hang out as friends first.
Yeah.
For a month or two, hang out together as friends, and then see if they want to be back to get in the bedroom.
This
sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, what? Why?
Well, let's see what his reply is.
Okay.
He says, "I already know we should, but if you need this time, I'm game."
So he's a understanding guy.
Yeah.
He's giving her some space.
She is going to be having sex with so many other people. I can already tell. While he's waiting.
Yeah.
For her to put out for him.
Yeah. Also, as she's like staring down at his junk, he's like staring off out into the distance like Luke Skywalker, staring out into the giant moon.
Great.
All right, second panel. We get a nice, good, clean close-up of the older lady and the older gentleman. She has sort of like a intrigued face on her face. She has her finger on her chin, sort of like considering.
Okay, so this. She's thinking.
Yeah, she says, "We'll see.
We'll see." Okay, so she's really stringing this guy along.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right? Oh, well, I mean, it's his fault. He shouldn't go along with it, right?
He shouldn't take this opportunity to be friends for a month and then...
I mean, I guess we don't have enough of the backstory.
Yeah. All right, his reply is, just don't be surprised if it takes less time than you think before coming around.
Okay. That's the end of it?
That's the end.
That was a stressful comic. I didn't like it at all.
It's not funny.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we established that.
Why would you choose a not funny comic for July's funny pages?
You know, it's Robolora Hall. She's a mom, so I let her choose.
This. Is she still all moody?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Why are you moody?
Well,
why are you still moody?
She was upset about Robo Ben Affleck.
I'm a moody bitch, rough, rough.
Also, why are they wearing suit jackets out when it's sunny and they're like by the woods?
Maybe their office building is near the woods. And they have to be, they're just on break at lunch.
I guess, but if they're having like the sexual tension, talking about relationships, it's like, it just makes you feel uneasy if you're sweating.
Some people, I mean, people have to wear, not everyone, but a lot of people have to wear suits. No, I don't think anyone likes wearing suits.
I'll tell you one person who loves wearing suits, Steve Harvey.
Are you comparing me to Steve Harvey again?
Time to do a hoedown.
Time to do a hoedown? Okay, that sounds good. This is the part of the show at the end where we do a hoedown about the things that we've discussed in today's show. Agata does not like doing them, and sometimes we just let her sit them out, and I think that's what's going to happen today. Is that correct, Agata?
Yeah.
Okay, so July and I will be performing a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about what?
School.
Just about school?
Yeah, probably because
of, fucking your principal?
I think that's a little too specific. I like the idea that Laura Hall has where she's like broadening, you know, just to school.
Okay. So it's about school, not about fucking your principal.
It could be, but I just want to open it up. I mean, Laura Hall wants to open it up to school.
Okay. All right. You ready, Laura Hall?
Well, it's almost summer time again. Time to go play with my friends. Gonna get all my schoolwork done, and it's gonna be tons of fun.
Well, I put on my backpack and walk myself to school. Everyone at school thinks that I'm uncool. But I'll show them all when I have sex with my principal.
Well, I'm the pet lizard and I live in class. It's so boring living in glass. Nobody forgets to feed me and I'm going off to sleep.
Well, I would like to go to any college that I please. So I'm gonna study and take the SATs. I'm gonna do well on my report cards. And I'm gonna take AP classes that are really hard.
That are really hard.
good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening to us do our hoedown. Thank you for listening to our show. We talked about a lot of great trending topics, and I just feel more knowledgeable about what's going on out there, and I hope you both do as well.
Yeah. So much knowledge I learned.
Same, yeah. Same. I really like that I know that a principal and their student were fucking.
Yeah, gonna be thinking about that one later.
You gonna add that to the spank pig?
Gross.
Thank you for listening to Trends with Benefits. We'll be back next week. You can follow up. Oh, Agata, do you have anything to plug? For the show.
Do I have anything to plug? I'm going to plug the Birthday Boys TV show on IFC. Really funny show. Great sketch team. I love them.
Yeah, Birthday Boys. Great show.
I don't know what time or day it comes on, but
I think it.
Google it.
I think it's off the air.
You can watch them on Netflix. I think they're all on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Netflix? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, check it out on Netflix.
Yeah, Birthday Boys. Great show. July, do you have a plug?
I don't this week, but I want to give my plug to Robolora Hall, if
July,
that's okay.
Do you ever have anything going on?
No, I don't. Nothing I want to plug. So, passing the mic over to her.
I plug the scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where Leslie Mann says French toast.
Yeah. I do like that scene. She's like, ugh. French toast.
Stop. It's not funny.
Let's go get some fucking French toast.
Oh, my God. You guys are really doing French like a Borat whole thing here.
I don't know. I think that we should stop recording and go get some fucking French toast.
I'm into that idea. But I still don't like it.
Gabe, do you have anything to plug?
I would like to plug just this show. Keep listening. Send your questions in to twb.cool/ask or 432agatahi. Follow the show on Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. Same on Facebook. Am I forgetting anything?
Did I do
anything that I'm not supposed to do?
Plug July's Twitter.
Oh, yeah. July is on Twitter at Robolora Hall.
Yes.
And until next time, bye.
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 Whoa. Whoa. What's wrong with her?
What?
We're going to perform some calibrations on Robolora Hall for next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.